I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, meet the man perfectly suited for a half marathon. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. I am not completely suited for a half marathon.
No, this guy, you just wait till you hear about him. He's quite remarkable. It's no exaggeration to say that Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers has gotten more attention this preseason for sitting down than any other NFL quarterback has gotten for, I don't know, passing, running, doing things of that nature. What do you make of the various responses to Mr. Kaepernick's response to the national anthem?
I think this is one of those things that makes me embarrassed to be in this profession, a citizen of this country, and still at least partway a football fan. I do not know why this had to draw the attention of Hot Take Nation out there, but apparently it did. And as you know, it's not the first time, nor will it be the last, that people have chosen to make a statement by using the what remains the most preposterous ritual in our country, which is the playing of the national anthem before sporting events. So I was sad to see what I knew was coming, which was the dispatches from Hot Take Nation.
All right, here's a preseason don't for you, Charlie. Don't lose a player to injury, especially a player so important that when he goes down, sports writers write off your season. Is that a fair description of what's happened to the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, their brilliant young quarterback, pretty much had a hand grenade detonate in his knee. He's got a dislocated knee, a torn ACL, and quote-unquote other structural damage, which will put him out for the year. Yeah, this pretty much torpedoes the Vikings if you were planning on betting heavily on them.
Joe Paterno's first game as head coach at Penn State was on September the 17th, 1966, almost 50 years ago. The school will honor Paterno this September 17th, which will mark the first time that the school has honored the late coach since the sexual abuse scandal there about 5 years ago. You go along with this?
No. I really wish Penn State would get it through their heads that this is not the kind of thing you want to do. And as much as all our sympathy should go to the victims of what was really a horrible crime spree, I do sort of feel for the current Penn State players because they do not need to have this whole thing dropped on their heads again. Penn State should quietly honor Joe Paterno if they feel he deserves it in their hearts, but not with public ceremonies.
I have to call on Mr. NASCAR now, and my reason for doing so is a sad one. Betty Jane France died on Monday. She was the executive vice president and assistant treasurer of NASCAR and chairperson of the NASCAR Foundation, and she certainly had the NASCAR last name.
Yes, she did. She's the wife of Bill France, who invented NASCAR and raised a lot of money for George Wallace when he ran for president, and in return, Wallace gave him the land to build Talladega. She's the last link to the outlaw days, and she did pass away. And, of course, the many Frances who work for NASCAR all gathered at the funeral.
Okay, baseball story.
Hey!
Adrian Beltre of the Texas Rangers had to hit against Pat Vendetti of the Mariners on Monday. Vendetti is the only switch pitcher in the major league, can throw with either arm. Beltre felt the only way to deal with the situation was to put his batting helmet on backwards, and then did Pat Vendetti put his left shoe on his right foot, and then did Beltre attempt to hold up his pants with his shoelaces, and when is this madness going to end?
This is really wonderful. Beltre went up to pretend to hit left-handed, and as part of his clever ruse, he decided to put his helmet on backwards.
We ought to tell our listeners how this at-bat ended, Charlie.
Yeah, Beltre hit a double. You know,
he could have
worn his helmet on his feet, apparently, for all it mattered.
Vendetti doesn't have enough tricks up his sleeve. Oh, I mean sleeves. Travis Rudolph, very talented wide receiver for Florida State University, but he has other attributes as well, like, for example, compassion. He recently visited a Florida middle school and made news for where he chose to sit in the cafeteria. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there was a boy named Bo Paskey who's somewhere on the autism spectrum, and he was sitting by himself. So Travis Rudolph went over, sat down with him, and had lunch with him, had himself a big old slice of pizza, and chatted with him, and I guess Bo's mom, you know, managed to get video of that up to the internet, which has since gone viral, and I hope put Travis Rudolph in the running for this year's Heisman Trophy.
I hope so, too. It's nice to hear a good story coming out of that venue. You want to shout sports?
No, not yet.
No.
It gets worse than this.
Okay.
Just bring this story.
All right. Thank you. Pokemon Go is a game, and we are only a game. So I'm going to report that some Pokemon Go players in New Zealand found a heck of a prize on a recent quest.
They busted an actual criminal.
Yeah.
They were out looking for, you know, whatever you look for in Pokemon Go. And they heard a car alarm and they saw a guy with a mask running past them in real life.
And he wasn't
and
on
not
their phones.
On the little telephone screen. And they called the cops and they brought him in.
Hey, wait a minute. That guy's real.
Well, and considering that the only stories we've heard about Pokemon Go people being oblivious to the real world have resulted in them accidentally crossing borders and disrupting Arlington National Cemetery and walking off cliffs, I think things are getting better all around.
All right. And finally, the world...
Sports!
The World Gravy Wrestling Championship was recently held in Stacksteads, Lancashire. You will be surprised, I'm sure, to learn the venue was outside a pub.
This is quite amazing. First of all, you have to wear formal dress to compete.
Of course you do.
And if you lose, which I presume is everybody but one guy, you have to take some time in the quote-unquote laughing stocks where the guys in the pub, who are sockless at this point, I'm sure, get to throw gravy at your head. And the defending champion, by the way, was a guy named Joel Hicks, whose nom de gravy is Gandalf the Gravy. I want to go to this bar so bad.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated these days. He also joins me, of course, each week on Only a Game. Thank you,
and
Charlie.
Bill, do you know how you get to the pub? On the gravy train.
I see, it's funny, but...
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.